RAF base in Cyprus has been targeted in what is being described as a suspected drone strike. The incident happened at RAF Akrotiri, shortly after American forces were granted permission to use UK military bases for strikes on Iran. The BBC has been told that no one was injured. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said last night that British bases could be used by the United States for what he called defensive strikes against Iranian missile sites. Initially, the Prime Minister had refused Washington's request. But he said the situation had changed after Iran launched attacks across the region. He insisted that Britain is not joining the US-led military campaign. However, he stated that allowing the use of UK bases was necessary to address what he described as the threat posed by Iranian weapons. Fighting has continued to spread across the Middle East following joint US-Israeli strikes on Iran. Iran's ally, Hezbollah, says it has fired rockets into Israel in retaliation for the killing of senior Iranian figures linked to Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. There have been loud explosions in Beirut as Israeli forces struck Hezbollah targets in the Lebanese capital. Meanwhile, oil prices have surged by around 10%. At least three ships were attacked in the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical shipping routes. Traffic in the strait has slowed dramatically. Analysts warn that any prolonged disruption could have global economic consequences, affecting fuel, food, and transport costs worldwide. New rules offering only temporary protection to adult refugees come into force today. Under the changes, cases will be reviewed every 2.5 years. Individuals may be required to return to their country of origin if it is considered safe. The Refugee Council has warned that temporary status could make it harder for people to secure employment or integrate into communities. In an interview with the BBC, Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood defended the reforms. She said the changes were, quote, existential for us as a country, arguing that the UK must regain control of its border system. A new public consultation launches today on how best to protect children online. The review will examine safety on social media platforms, gaming services, and AI chatbots. Proposals under consideration range from banning social media access for children to removing features such as infinite scrolling. The consultation will remain open for 3 months. The government says it aims to publish its response in the summer. Cloudy tonight, with occasional light rain. Temperatures are falling to around 7 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nekof Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Astuce du jour, renforcez votre discipline avec la règle du premier pas en 60 secondes. La motivation vient rarement avant l'action, elle vient après. La règle du premier pas en 60 secondes consiste à agir immédiatement, même très brièvement. Comment l'appliquer ? 1. Dès que vous pensez à une tâche importante, 2. Donnez-vous 60 secondes maximum pour faire le premier geste. Ouvrir le document, mettre les chaussures de sport, envoyer le premier message, sortir le carnet. 3. Une fois lancé, continuez si l'élan est là. Pourquoi ça marche? Le cerveau résiste au démarrage, pas au mouvement. Une micro-action casse l'inertie et crée une dynamique naturelle. Astuce bonus. Ne réfléchissez pas trop. L'objectif n'est pas de finir, mais de commencer immédiatement. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire » disponible sur Amazon.